This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. Now, let's sell some books. One in particular, my friend, the great Fox personality, Jesse Waters, who was co-host of The Five and host of the Jesse Waters Prime Time, both on Fox News Channel, FNC. His new book, Get It Together, Troubling Tales from the Liberal Fringe. My goodness. Jesse, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Larry. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. You know, I have not yet read the book. I will. I got to go out and raise the money, being an impoverished business host. But it's so interesting. I read one of your interviews on Fox Digital and someplace else. I mean, basically what you're saying is the radicals, woke and climate change and whatnot, social justice. A lot of this has to do with individual personality disorders and mental health problems. Tell us some more, please.
Yeah, so we always think that these people have crazy ideas, and that's true, but it actually turns out they're just crazy. Mm. I interviewed about 24 of the most radical fringe activists, people who want to open the borders, empty the prisons, legalize drugs, prostitution, tear down our statues, and then some silly ones like ecosexuals. And what I found out was that these people are irrational. You know, they don't have well thought out ideas about how to run society. These are people with personality disorders. These are people with traumatic childhoods. Their father was a barstool dad, or their mom was a nymphomaniac. And a lot of what they do is projection. Mm. So they're saying, they don't have issues, Larry. Society has issues. And so we need to remake society to accommodate their issues. Hmm. And Larry, we know we don't want their issues to come up, become our issues, and that's what's happening. So we need to tell people to get it together. No one says that anymore. No one says no in America anymore. And have strong dads, strong judges. Everybody is afraid to stigmatize or judge. So what we have now is just a bunch of people who are just lashing out all over the place, and they want to do whatever they want because that's what they want to do. And if you tell them to get it together, they feel like you're oppressing them, and they feel like they're the victims. And that's where we are. We're at a tipping point where if everybody feels entitled and everybody feels like a victim and they can do whatever they want to do whenever they want, and if society tells them no, then it's society's problem. We're in a pretty dangerous place. So we have to get it together, Larry.
Boy, I'll say. Jesse, how did you, you know, you're on the conservative side of the spectrum. Did you have any trouble getting these people together, talking to them?
Well, most of these people are narcissists. Mm. And they want to be heard and they want to talk. Now, it's harder to say, come on Jesse Waters Primetime live TV for 3 minutes, and they don't want to do that. But if I say, why don't you tell me your life story for 3 hours, and it's for a book, I mean, they poured their hearts out, Larry. And some of these stories are hysterical. I mean, we interviewed one woman who had an emotional support squirrel, brought it on an airplane, thought it was totally fine, and then was escorted off by U.S. Marshals and had no idea that this was not allowed. Because we're at a place now, and you saw it during the pandemic, everyone thinks they're the king or the queen. Mm. They stay inside their house. They order their food delivered. They order their products delivered. They work from home, and they never interface with other people. So when they do leave the house, they're antisocial animals. Mm. And so you're not allowed to kind of do whatever you want in society. And they're running up against that. And we tell them, get it together. And they think we're the bad guy.
So a lot of this stuff, I mean, so they, as you said, they project onto society as a whole, and they think that they're oppressed by society. Society has to be changed. Values have to be changed. Everything's got to be changed. And unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of that with this whole woke movement and so forth. So they just, there's a line in here that you mentioned in this interview that I picked up on. There's a lack of introspection, which I think is really an interesting point. They don't understand that maybe their problems are their problems and that the solution is to change themselves. That's what it sounds like. Now, again, I've not read the book, but that's kind of what it sounds like. But instead of changing themselves, they want to change the rest of the world, all of society. And that is not good.
For not having read the book, Larry, you just nailed it.
All right. Well,
and the point is this. We don't need a social revolution. They just need therapy.
Yes.
They need to get it together. They need to get their lives together. We have a guy that he's a transgender person. He identifies as a wolf. I mean, we're not going to now have wolf bathrooms because this guy identifies as a wolf, Larry. You know, just because someone wants to do drugs all the time, methamphetamine, fentanyl, doesn't mean we should legalize drugs in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where we are. If someone wants to do something or someone has problems or issues, they need to address that themselves. We don't have to cater to their personality disorders. But that's what's happening in the United States right now. We interviewed a woman, white girl, very classy family, both parents psychotherapists. And she moved to the projects, marched with the BLMers, and wants to defund the police because she hates white people. She's white, Larry.
Oh, no.
Daddy issues.
Oh, no.
See, this is a revenge fantasy that's playing out because of her traumatic childhood. Now, most of us get through childhood and we get our act together. But I feel like more and more you see people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, even 50s, they're still adolescents. I mean, they're still juveniles. They don't know how to behave themselves, and they expect everybody to just cater to them. We're not doing that anymore. Society's gone off the rails. We need to tell people, get it together.
And you say in the book that you are sympathetic to mental health problems, but that these folks don't understand that's the kind of help they need. And
right.
That's such a... You know, look, Jesse, I've had a touch of this. You know, I had my own crash and burn years ago, 30 years ago. I mean, I've been sober 30 years, 29 years to be exact. So if you have a drug problem, an alcohol problem, and Lord knows I was stuck in that, you get help and then you change yourself. Now, these people you're saying just don't do that. Instead, they want to change, you know, they want a president who agrees with them. They want governments who agree with them. They want district attorneys who agree with them. They want everyone right. to agree with them. It just never occurred to them that they're on the short end of the stick.
So we had interviewed a guy who has done every drug in the book, and he's still doing drugs. And if you have a drug problem, you need to get your act together, and there's ways to do that. And many people have been successful at doing that. But you don't say, since I have a drug problem, we should decriminalize drugs. And if you arrest someone with crack cocaine, you should just put them in rehab or you should just make rock bottom as comfortable as possible. Now we just hand out needles. We hand out REI tents so they can just do drugs in the sidewalk in front of businesses. That's not the attitude. You have to have stigma. You have to have some sort of shame. And you have to have standards in society where we don't revolutionize society to accommodate people's issues.
Well, I agree. Get to a 12-step program. Go to rehab. You're 100% right. Listen, I went through it for a while.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's Priority. PrioritiGoldGuide.com.
Jesse, is there a political angle to all this?
The political angle is that if you look at almost everyone I talked to across the board, they had a chaotic family life. Sexual abuse, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, absent fathers, neglectful abuse of fathers, across the board. And that produces damaged people. So we are of a family situation in America that is literally incubating people with personality disorders who are then lashing out in society, and society is accommodating those. So if you have a Democratic Party that encourages or enables dysfunctional families, drugs, alcohol, abuse, there's no consequences, there's no firm hand, they just have a very permissive attitude, then we're going to keep incubating all of these damaged individuals, and the Democratic Party seizes on that. A lot of these people were Democrats, not hardcore, not ideological, but they fit in that category, and they're exploited and they're used by the Democratic Party, because everybody knows married people with children that pay taxes and live in homes, usually pretty mentally stable, pay their taxes, contribute to society, vote Republican. But if you have a bunch of single people on drugs, taking handouts in the criminal justice system, those, a lot of those people become voting for Democrats. And it's the worse society gets, the more Democrats you're creating.
Sure. That's the tail wagging the Democratic dog. Unfortunately, this cancel culture stuff, which is, I think, what you're describing in social terms, but it translates into political terms. So, folks, it's very important. The name of the book is Get It Together, Troubling Tales from the Liberal Fringe. This sounds like a real winner, Jesse. You think you've got yourself another bestseller. Jesse Waters is the co-host of The Five and host of Jesse Waters Prime Time, both on Fox News Channel, two of the most popular shows on television. Thanks, Jesse. We appreciate it. Going to sell a lot of books on this one.
Love you, Larry. You're the best. Everyone loves you. Great to have a conversation on a beautiful, rainy Saturday morning.
All right. Good luck, my friend. See you soon. All right, folks, we'll take a break. And then the other side of the break, we're going to talk with Breitbart's John Carney. We're going to talk about no gasoline cars. What did the Fed really say? And why are all these liberals mentally unstable? How about that? I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show.